Saw news time is now 7:09. Let's get you caught up to date on the triple team traffic on this Thursday morning. And first day of fall brings with it some issues, Andy Farnsworth.
Yeah, we've already got some stop and go on northbound I-15 from 123rd to 106 South. The roads have been pretty dry through Salt Lake County, though, so that hasn't been a big factor so far. There is only one lane open eastbound on 45th South at 3rd East. And be careful as you merge over there. Not everybody's being polite. And we've got a crash northbound. Apparently, lanes are blocked, according to one traffic trooper, on 7th East at 3900 South. Eric Butler.
Northbound from Provo through America. American Fork looks good on I-15 in Utah County, but once you get past Lehigh's Main Street, you're going to start slowing down a little bit. The slowest stretch is right there going by 2100 North, but you get back up to speed as you move past SR-92. Redwood Road just a touch of slowing past SR-73 in Saratoga Springs. Heather?
As you come out of Pleasant View and North Ogden on southbound I-15, you're going to hit a wall of traffic, and that extends all the way down into Far West. We've got a crash there, a multi-vehicle crash with cars on both sides of the freeway, traffic kind of funneling through it. That's what's causing the delays there. Once you get past it, you're back up mostly to freeway speeds, but you still have some damp road conditions between Clearfield and North Salt Lake. At Performance Ford, Lincoln Bountiful, they go further as Utah's number one Ford dealer. With a large selection of Fords, they'll put a smile on your face. Every customer, every vehicle, every day. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.